Tonight's shir, Simon Vav, Si'if Aleph, Simon Vav, Din Birchas Asher Yotzeh, V'Lekai Neshama U'Perishov, the halachas of the Broch Asher Yotzeh, and L'Kai Neshama, and what it means. Si'if Aleph, Kishe Yetzeh Mibes HaKiseh, when one leaves the bathroom, Yivarech Asher Yotzeh Es Ha'odem B'Chochma, he should make the Brocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned man with wisdom, Shabriyas Adam hi bechachma nifla, because the creation of man was with wondrous wisdom. The Yesh Mefarshim, some explain, al shem shehaguf doim lenoid malei ruach v'malei nekavim. What is the pella about the creation of man? That man is like a noid. A noid is like a leather liquid canteen. It holds liquids. A leather canteen. The body is like this leather canteen, mali ruach, filled with air, v'mali nekavim. At the same time, there are openings on the body, k'dekaman b'samuch, as we'll explain shortly nearby. That's a pella. V'yesh mefarshim b'chachma, some explain b'chachma, shehiskin mizanosav shel adam rishon v'achach bara'o. The wisdom was that the Ribono Shel Olam first prepared all the requirements to sustain Adam HaRishon, and then Adam was created. Ubarobo nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. He was created with nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. Nekavim are the holes, the openings, and the chalulim are the hollow areas of the body that are closed. And the question here is, why is the words repeated? Why is it nekavim nekavim twice? What's chalulim chalulim? What's the emphasis on the double language? Perush, nekavim rabim, many, many openings. Kigon peh, v'chaytem, upitabas, there's the mouth, the nostrils, the opening of the rectum, v'gambarabo evorim rabim chalulim, and then there's chalulim chalulim, there are many organs that are hallowed, kemolev, v'chareis, umeayim, like the heart, the stomach, the intestines.
That doesn't answer the question, though.
No, it's just saying the plural is because there's so many.
But the plural by itself indicates.
Right, so that's an extra ribuy. The covenant, the double language is to be teach us the ribuyim. That's the longer version. If you look in the Beis Yosef, that's how he explains it. Shem Yisasem Echad Mehem, that if one of them would be closed, Kolo meaning to say, Sheben Akavim, the Nakavim the Kavim, these openings, if they'd be closed, Yesh Nekav Echad Shuapeh, one of those openings is the mouth. Shekeshehu B'mei Imohu Sasum, when a child is in his mother's womb, the mouth is closed. When he emerges to the air of the world, it opens up. If when the child is born, the mouth remained closed, could not survive even for a short time. The question is going to be posed that person can survive for quite a while with their mouth closed. So the Beis Yosef says the pshat is, it's going on the moment when the child is born. At that moment, if the mouth would remain closed, then he wouldn't survive. Later on, yes, the person could survive with their mouth closed for a while. But at the time of birth, as far as the open, the hallowed organs, they're closed. If one of them would open or rupture, a person could not survive even for a moment. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah at this point. Sifkan Aleph, Chalulim, Perish, Evorim, Chalulim. This refers to the Chalulim, Chalulim are those organs that are hallowed inside. V'lo yomar Chalulim. You can't create empty space. It doesn't. You don't use the word bria on empty space. So it's going on the evar. Sifkat and beis she'im yasasem. Kain he girsas haram. This is the language of the Rambam. Avol girsas shalona v'rashi v'rifah harosh imi paseach kodem. The question which comes first: imi yasasem before im paseach or im paseach before im yasasem? Sifkat and gimel. That among the nekavim, the kavim, there is the mouth that if it would remain sealed, it would be a problem. Mishum de girsa so haya, his version was Efshar the Hiskayema Filish Achas. You can't survive even for a moment or an hour. The Kashalo, it's troubling. Dadam Saisim Piv Habishas. A person keeps his mouth shut for many hours, he's fine. Ulazer Omar Kolomavichu, therefore he has to say Kolom as if to say there's one that when he comes into the Kshiyotsela Avir HaOlam, at that moment it has to be able to open. Alvin Hagenu Shlomo Afilu Shachas. Our meaning is not to say Afilu Shachas in Asher Yatsa. Kama Shachasef Aram, like the Ram writes, Vechemuchach Bagod Aguda, Kein Kasa Magravam, Vechemash Biragwa, Vayanta. So it would seem if you don't have the Girsa Afilu Shachas, we're not worried. Then there's no kasha on the language.
Who doesn't have the Girsa?
There are the Anusach Ashna doesn't say it. The Sfarad says it. There's some students put in parentheses.
Yeah.
They put in parentheses. Mechaber continues. Ve'od yesh lefarish. Further, we can explain. She'gavul yesh le'odam she'yicholim nekavov lisasem v'lo yamos. There's a limit. There's a boundary where the person can have his openings closed and he won't die for a period of time. Ve'kivin she'avol sa'gavul. But once you've passed that boundary, that time now it's impossible to survive even for a moment. So it doesn't mean at the first moment when it's closed that a person will not survive. It means eventually there'll come a point that if it stays this way a little longer, it's all over. Now, since we include in these openings of the body the opening of the rectum and the opening of the aver, and among the organs that are hallowed, that if they would rupture, a person can't survive, included in that list, is the stomach and the intestines. So this praise is absolutely relevant to a person voiding, because we're discussing the digestive organs and the organs where it leaves the body. The Efshar Ode, and it's possible to say further, maybe we could say that if it leaves these openings in excess, that it gets too much, the person will perish. That's also included in Shemi Paseach Achad Mehem, that if one of these open up, so that's referring to diarrhea in excess. I guess person will dehydrate or whatever it is. So that's also imi pasech achad mehemhu. Vahavish imi pasech echmem nami meaning a siyas socha mamash. And again, now imi pasech achad mehem absolutely has to do with the person voiding what's in his body. So the new taich is that the Baruch Hashem made us in such a way that there's a system of how the person digests and voids waste. But if it's out of whack, and he just voids in excess, can't get any nourishment, can't remain hydrated, he'll perish. So that the chiddush is that the Baruch Hashem watches over us, that doesn't happen. Rofei Cholei Kol Basar. The Baruch Hashem is the healer of the illness of all flesh. Again, this refers to those openings of the body to void the waste of what he eats. If the food that we eat is left to rot inside, the person would die. And the ability to void is what heals him. And Chas V'Shalom, we hear about people with blockages and so on. The person has to void that which is the waste material. Umafila asos. What's the pella? B'nei she'odim doim lenoid mali ruach. This is what we began with. The person is like this leather canteen filled with air. V'miyasa odim b'noid nekev kechuda shamachat. If a person would put a pinhole into this canteen, the ruach would say the air goes out. V'odim mali nekavim. A person is filled with holes. And yet his ruach remains inside, protected. It's a wonder. For Odi Shafarish, another explanation could be Al Shem Shaborer Tuv Hamaychol V'Doicha Psoilis. How the body is equipped to select the nutrients and the benefit from the food and to push out and void that which is waste, which is useless to the person. That's also Pella. And the Rama has another definition. So Oide Shefarsh, another way to explain. Shemafila Asois Lamesha Shomer Ruach Adam Bekirbo. The wonder is how the Ribono Shel Olam protects the Ruach of the Adam inside for kosher davar ruchani bedavar gashmi. How you can bind, how the Ribono Shel Olam binds a spiritual Ruach with a physical body. V'hakol hu ayidei shurofe kol basar. This is because Ribono Shel Olam is the roife of all flesh. Ki osa adam b'kafar b'yus v'nishmas mishtemes b'kibbo. When a person is on the healthy track, then his neshama is protected inside. This line of the Rama is like an abbreviation in the Darchei Moshe on the tour. He says a little longer language. His language in the Darchei Moshe is, it's a plia gedoyle, it's an absolute wonder that a davar ruchani min ha'alyoinim can exist in a davar gashmi, in a physical entity, the gufa adam, which is from the tachtoinim. And it's impossible for the neshama to do what it does, lahaskil b'muskolos, ba'och adam choyle ba'minan, if a person's sick, chas v'shalom, in one of his evorim, because the ke'ev gufo matrido lasos puloso. So only when a person is healthy can his neshama do what he's supposed to do. And this is ultimately the mandate for a person to maintain his health, because if he doesn't, it'll interfere with his ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His avodah is Hashem depends on his being healthy. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalad. E'efshar. If a person goes beyond the gavul, he can't survive. Maybe that's the pshat. E'efshar l'skeva filo shachos. A b'tzeirei tachas ha'alef. There should be a tzeirei under the aleph. Ki hamila nigzeres min ayin. The shoresh is ayin. Kein kasu ha'berheit of pimegodim. That's what the berheit of pimegodim might. Shai tshuva miyashim v'girsa b'chirik. But the Shai tshuva explains that it's fine to say with a chirik e'efshar. She'gam kin kavanasa kamo ayin. It also means ayin. Kamo d'chsiv e'kavod. She'perish rashi sham kavanasa kamo ein kavod. There's no kavod. E, we think of as if. So he's bothered, it can't be if. Here it's a negative, it's not if. It's like ain. So it should be a. So he points out, no, even e could refer to a lack of or taking away of. It also refers to a negative. Sivkan hey, rofei choli. The Ribono Shel Olam is the rofei choli kol basar. Bach shlo amate moshe kosef she'en lomer choli rak rofei kol basar. The Bach shlo amate moshe say, take out the word choli. It's rofei kol basar. V'taz kosev d'shnei gresos hein l'chaynes. The Taz says both versions are correct. V'chalila limcha kachas mehenayin sham. How can we erase one of the neschoyes? I think we all say rofei kol basar. I don't think I've seen a sitter with choli in there. Sivkan Vav, Davar Ruchani. The Ramah's pshat in the Marfli La'asos is how the neshama coexists in the guf. Uba Kavanos Kosov, it says in the Kavanos, the neshama nehenes meruchni samaychol, v'haguf nehenes migashmi samaychol. The neshama gets its benefit from the spiritual part of the food, and the body gets its benefit from the physical part of the food. And that's how the neshama and the guf are bound to each other through food. Because essentially it's like this. The neshama is going to leave the guf if the guf stops eating. Even though the neshama, what does the neshama get from the food? The food is gashmi. So I believe that Rizal said this on the Taj, Lo ha'alechem levado yichi ha'adam. So when we say a person doesn't live on lechem alone, he teaches there's the physical lechem, and then there's the ruchnis in the lechem. So the guf derives its nourishment from the physical aspects of the lechem, and the neshama derives its nourishment from the ruchnis in the lechem. Because everything, even domain, everything in the bria has kedusha with it. Nothing can exist without kedusha. So there's kedusha, and then there's the physical component. So essentially when we eat, our avoda is to extract the spiritual part of the food to give nourishment to our neshama, while our body extracts the physical nourishment to nourish the body. And if you understand this concept, this explains, according to B'nai Sasko, this explains why certain foods are off limits. Why did B'nai Hashem say this you can eat and this you can't eat? Comes to animals. Teretz is because the animals that are asur, the word asur means tied up. There's kedusha in everything, but you can't access it. You can't extract the kedusha of a chazir, of a gamal, of all the non-kosher animals. Only the kosher animals are mutar. Mutar means what? Untied. It means you can extract and access the kedusha from the permitted animals. And when it comes to tzomeach, so everything is good. You know, in the kedusha in the plant world is very accessible. It's very nutritious, very good for you. So that's no problem, unless you get into things like Orla and Shemitah, Svichim, things like that. But in essence, things that are the vegetable world, things that grow, they're all mutter, because you can extract the kedusha that's there. And when it comes to fish and birds, the same concept. Those which are permitted, the pshat that they're permitted means you can access the kedusha in it. Those which are forbidden, you can't access the kedusha in it. So our whole eating, the whole concept of eating is to be able to nourish our neshama from the kedusha of the food and our guf from the physical properties of the food. And therefore the Rebbe says, okay, the things that you can't nourish your neshama with, don't eat. Those are off limits. That's the pshat. And he says, pshat in bittul, it's a chiddush in the Mesasur. When a piece of chazir falls into the chalom pot and you can't find it in its bottle, he says, because it's shayich, that mitamol, it'll come a case that this pig, you could talk and get the kedusha out of it. But how are you gonna get that kedusha out of it? So B'nai Hashem makes, b'ashkocha protis, it gets bottled in the chalom, and then you get to eat it. But ein meval nisach hachila, it's forbidden to put it in, because you don't know. You don't know if that piece of chaz that I'm putting in that can access the kedusha. So that's totally awesome. But if it happens, it's kimat like it's a mitzvah to eat it. Why did Moshe make it happen that it should become bottle? Because he wants you to access the kedusha from it. So whenever people get all excited, what do you mean? There's chazir particles in the apple juice and this and that. It's bottle 1 in 1,000. It's a mitzvah to have it. It's a mitzvah to eat it. There are those who say, Nishkagos HaMitzvah, but Lamaisa, this is where it all revolves on this concept, that in everything we eat, there's Kedusha and there's physical, the Neshama gets from the Kedusha, the Guf gets from the physical, and that's Mahfilasis.